Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Kiddushin Daf Mem, Kiddushin 40a, pagination 79. We'll start on the bottom of the facing page, three lines from the bottom. And we're told that not only does a person get tremendous reward for what they do, but if a person is bod devar avera liyado, is tempted by sin, v'nitzel heimena, and he managed to overcome his urge and not sin, that too is a tremendous merit, which the Gemara here explores. Ki hadu Rabbi Chanina bar Papi, there's a story of Rabbi Chanina bar Papi, tavate yahu matra nisa, that a certain matron wanted to have relations with him and was tempting him. Omar Milsa, so he said something of a spiritual incantation. Omole nafshe shichna, and he was able to fill himself with boils so that he should be ugly. Avda hi Milsa v'itzi, so she knew the score, and she was able to do something, some sort of incantation, spiritual force, and she was able to heal him. So he realized this wasn't going to work. Orak, he ran away. Tosha, he hid. Be'ahu be'bani, in a bathhouse. Tichihava ayel betrain, even if people went there with two people together, afilu b'imama, and even during the day, hava mitziki, there were mazikim, damaging spirits that would affect people. And he went in there because that was the way he was going to hide, get away from her. Lamachar, the next day, Amrulei Rabbanon, the rabbis found out about the story and found that he spent the night in this bathhouse, which was considered a dangerous place because of the spirits. So they asked him, Ma Nitrach, who guarded you? How did you manage to stay overnight and be safe? Amaluhu, and he told them, Shineno se kesa shamruni, two guards of the Caesar guarded me. In other words, somehow different positive spiritual forces which appeared to him in the image of the Caesar's guards guarded him kol halayla, the entire night. Amrule, they said to him, apparently he didn't tell them why he spent the night over there. They said to him, Shema dvar erva b'liyadcha v'nitzalta himenu. It would make sense what you're saying if a morality issue came to your hands, was presented to you, and you overcame it. D'tinyana, because we learnt, kalabod dvar erva liyado, if a sexual issue comes to a person, v'nitzal himenu, and he overcomes it, osim lo nes, they do miracle for him. And it would make sense what you're describing. Intuitively, they realized what his story was, even though he didn't share the story with them. Indeed, the Gemara continues, Gibore koach ose devoro lishmoa bekol devoro, who are the strong ones of strength, kigon Rabbi Tzadok v'chaveirov, like Rabbi Tzadok and his ilk, if you will. The people like him that fit into this category. What's the story of Rab Tzadok? Tevatayahu matrinisa, there was a matron who wanted to be with him. Amar la, and he told her, Cholash lili boi, my heart is weak, I'm not feeling well. Velo matzina, I can't do it. Ika midi lemechel, he tried to stall. He said, is there anything to eat? Amrale, she said to him, sure, ika devar tame, I have some non-kosher food. Amar la, he said to her, my nafkamina, what's the difference to avid achal ha? If a person's willing to act immorally, so he can eat non-kosher food too. At this moment, it seems that Reb Tzadok, from his perspective, took this as a musar, that the non-kosher food was being presented as a message, this is a no place to go topic, and I can't do this. But even if he communicated that vaguely to her, she didn't get it. And when he says, my nafkemina, why is this happening to me? if I do this, I could do that, meaning I can't do either. She apparently didn't get it. And Shagarta Tanura, she put the food into the oven to make it good, to be able to serve him this meal, which will give him the strength to do what she wanted him to do. Kamanchale, she puts the food down in the oven. Salik v'yasev bigave. So Reb Tzadik went, and he climbed into the oven. Amrale, my hai, she said to him, what's this about? What are you climbing into the oven for? It's dangerous. Amarla, David ha, nafil baha. A person who does what you're demanding of me, to have relations with you, so they, such a person goes to Gehenna, gets burnt in a fire. So I might as well do it now. Amrale, she said to him, Iyadi kulay hai lo tza'artich. If I realized how meaningful this was to you, I wouldn't have pressured you. I wouldn't have caused you pain on this regard, which is an interesting conclusion to this dramatic story, because sometimes indeed people demand things of us, and if we could articulate properly our living ethical will, if you will, they'll cooperate. They're not really trying to do us in. They just have no clue how meaningful observance truly is. One final story for this discussion. Rav Kano havaka mezavin dikule. Rav Kano was doing a certain type of business that put him in contact with less than moral people, the regular people of the generation who would stoop to immoral activity. And tavate ahu matunisa. And a certain matron demanded of him that he be with her. Amala. So he realized he had to buy time. So he said to her, Ezel ikshit nafshoi, let me make myself adorned. Let me make myself handsome for you. We would say, let me take a shower. Let me get ready for you. Salik, he was able to walk away from her. Apparently the pressure was enormous. He couldn't just walk away. He needed this excuse. And even when he walked away, what he did was, kanafal me'igra la'ara, he jumped off the roof, clearly endangering himself. Asa Eliyahu kavli. So Eliyahu came and caught him before he hit the ground to save his life. Amale, but Eliyahu had a complaint. He said, atrachtan arba mea parsi. You took me out of the way. 400 parsos, I had to rush to catch you. Rav Kana was not fazed. Amale, he said to Eliyahu, Migoramli, who put me in this predicament to begin with that I'm doing such business deals with such people, selling them lavaniyusa? Isn't it my poverty? Yoav la shifa didinri, so Eliyahu gave him a big portion of dinarim, of gold coins, so that he should be able to get himself out of this business that was compromising to him. Again, to review, three tremendous concepts over here. One is that beyond what we know of doing mitzvahs, but restraint from doing an avera, when it really requires strength, is a tremendous merit and makes a person worthy of a miracle. This is related to a Gemara that we find in Sanhedrin Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, where Mar Ukva is referred to as Zivle Kivarbisya, the person whose face shines like Moshe Rabbeinu himself. And Rashi there tells us that he was a Baal Tshuva, that he was once put under pressure by one of these matrons, and he overcame the temptation. So such a person is worthy of tremendous blessing. A second concept from the story of Reb Tzadok, when he finally shares with her, articulates how serious this is to him, she backs off. And finally, the story of Rav Kana, that Eliyahu HaNavi himself was kept busy And although he complains, so to speak, to Rav Kana, but Rav Kana makes a solid argument that I'm only in this predicament, that I needed a miracle because of my poverty, and Eliyahu indeed gives him money to get him out of that situation. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.